Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a cloudy, gray Monday. Maybe a few spotty showers around through midday. Otherwise, look for high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark today. Kind of holding steady. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A small risk of showers, widely scattered. Tonight's low 56. Tomorrow's high 71. Wednesday and Thursday, slight chance of showers. Very spring-like with a high of 71 Wednesday, 74 Thursday, and still in the low 70s Friday with a small rain chance. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet. It's the only weather app you really need. It's got everything on it. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police officer transported to a local hospital after a two-vehicle crash on Madison Avenue at Mount Meigs. The officer had injuries worth a trip to the hospital. The civilian in the incident not injured. Montgomery crime mapping for the period Friday through Sunday. Five burglaries, all of homes. One in the South Lawn area off the west side. Two along the Troy Highway. One on Vaughn Road and one on East Shirley Lane off Monticello Drive. A rash of car break-ins, 14 in all, scattered all over the city, from Taylor Road to Lower Wetumpka Road, Western Boulevard, Carter Hill, Eastern Boulevard, even Bell Road. Two car thefts, one on Burbank Drive, the other on Baldwin Brook off Woodley Road. And longtime Democratic Senator Hank Sanders says he will not run for re-election. However, his daughter Malika Sanders will run in his place. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Pick up Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $12.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts and earn double O Rewards points with your purchase. Protect against damaging rust and corrosion with Pete Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. Excited about a bigger tax refund? Now you can make it go even further with more high-speed data than ever before. Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan is just $55 a month on America's best networks. Get up to $200 off a Samsung Galaxy S7 when you activate in store. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Offer valid until 4/18/18. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
After two White House staffers resign while denying domestic abuse allegations, President Trump tweets, men who were accused are having their lives shattered.
17-year-old snowboarder Red Gerard struck gold in the slope-style event.
It was really wild to me that I got first place.
Frontier Airlines jet was diverted to Oklahoma City because of what's being described as an abundance of caution after a suspicious device was found.
Helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon.
Police say a man with a a knife randomly attacked people at a busy shopping mall in Beijing.
In Russia, investigators say they've recovered the black box from the plane that crashed moments after takeoff.
Two Westerville, Ohio police officers were shot to death while responding to a 911 call.
Police are calling it a murder-suicide. The shooting deaths of five family members in eastern Kentucky.
Benjamin Netanyahu showing no regrets about launching airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone entered Israeli airspace.
We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
50 Shades Freed, earning close to $39 million in its debut weekend at the box office.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Gentlemen, you need some flowers for the lady? Well, go by Fresh Market. They've got some great tulips there, too. Notice that this weekend. But so many good things. Chateaubriand, if you want to cook her a great steak, get the twice-baked potato. Make her very happy. Let's go to the phones. Go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I tell you what, that's a volatile situation in the White House right now, isn't it? And I'm going to give some people a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
As a survivor of spousal abuse,
mm-hmm.
until an individual has truly lived in it, you don't know whether or not that person has abused somebody else or not. My ex-husband, who was an abuser, and I do have court cases against him, to walk into a room with him, you would never know. And until everything comes out, all these are allegations. You look at the women who have accused other individuals of abuse or rape, and then later on you find out that none of that is true. Everyone is innocent until they're proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And until you're in that situation, all of these are just allegations. The fact that the gentleman stepped down does not necessarily make him guilty. It makes him state, I had rather just step aside and let somebody else walk in and do their job before I create any unnecessary trials for this administration. I think it's rather commendable of him to step aside in this case. We don't know. I'm certainly not going to accuse him until I know her and until I sat in her chair. Until then, you don't know what's going on. To say that only illiterate people abuse somebody else, my ex-husband had an MBA from Auburn University.
Oh, wow.
Graduated at the top of his class, both from Auburn University as well as NC State. Was a genius in his field of agricultural vending and working with different types of animals and farms. Therefore, you can't look at somebody and say automatically that they're an abuser or they're not. I would make sure all these people who are wanting to claim that, oh, yes, he did it because she said he did, that's another he said, she said. I look at some of the women who blamed Judge Moore for doing something that he may or may not have done. You look at the women who claim that Herman Cain destroyed them. These women have already gone back into their little slimy hole. You don't hear anything else from them until something bad happens or until they become a very public individual. My ex-husband could have gotten a security clearance, even with the background that he had, because no one knew exactly what kind of a person he was. So to claim that he couldn't get a security clearance, no, that just means that somebody else has not finished doing some due diligence, or it has never hit the court and been proven in court. I have rather err on the caution and give someone a pass until I know for sure before I destroy their lives. And when these women come out and they make the allegations of abuse, people's lives are destroyed. Look at the young men that were there at the university. Look at the Tawana Brawley case. Look at so many police officers that actually, they did nothing, but because of the scenario, police officers have wound up killing themselves. Don't accuse somebody just because you think. Don't accuse somebody just because they're a Democrat or a Republican. All you do when you unfairly, unjustly, improperly accuse someone of doing something, abusing another one, and they didn't, all you do is you make it much, much, much harder on those of us who have been accused to truly prove our case.
Now
because
that,
no one would have believed me just on my word.
Yeah, that, and, go ahead.
That is my big thing, is don't accuse. Wait, see, step aside, let the true legal scenario play out, because otherwise you are putting people's lives at risk. Anyone who thinks that only men are abusers, you are greatly mistaken. There are women out there that will throw a punch just as quickly as a man will, that will say things that will absolutely cut to the core. Abuse has no race. It has no socioeconomic status. It has no education. It has no political input. Abuse is abuse. Step aside, let the truth come out, and then support those who truly need it.
T. Spears, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Let me go to Joe. Joe, how are you today, my dear?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was really enjoying your show until St. James got on there. And if he could ever look past his blind hatred for our president, we're talking about due process here, and that ought to concern him. We are not getting due process in our courts. That was the number one thing that we fought to have Judge Warner disbarred for, was because she was not allowing due process in her courts. She was basing her rulings and her opinions on false allegations of domestic violence and child abuse. People would present evidence to her. She would not look at it. And I don't know what's happened. And it's not just in domestic violence and child abuse. There are a lot of young black men that are not getting due process in our courts. I mean, this is a serious thing, and it ought to concern everybody. And I know people like St. James, any little piece of meat they can get to devour over our president, they totally enjoy that. That's fine. But when you fight against due process, you're fighting against yourself, because everybody within your listening audience, you're going to end up in court, you or your family, at some point in time. You're going to have a child, a family member, a grandchild. Somebody's going to be there, and you better hope you get due process. I had a friend, Mark Davis, who was thrown in jail. The judge gave him a life sentence. Whoa. For back child support, and Mark was trying to show him where he had paid child support and his receipts. The judge wouldn't look at it. He didn't want to see it. Now, we eventually got out of jail and things got okay. But, you know, people think, well, if I can just get in front of a judge and they can hear my side of the story, I'll be fine. But it's not like that anymore. So this is a serious, serious, these accusations are getting out of hand.
They really are. And talk about the judges that are bad, and you're putting so much of someone's life in the hands of people that really, like the latest one, Anita, whatever her name is, I mean, it is absolutely criminal, sorry to say, of some of the things that people like Warner and Anita did to people.
Well, we had a Montgomery public official. He was involved in some of this Warner crap. He opened the back door to get his child out of the back seat. He and his wife were swapping kids for the weekend. He opened the door. She was standing there. The door bumped into her. She had him arrested for abuse. Now, that's how ridiculous this stuff has gotten. It's just out of hand.
It really
is. St. James, just sit back, take your good cold drink of water, and you got to get in the real world, man.
Joe, I always enjoy your telephone calls, my dear.
Thank you. I enjoy you, too.
You have a great one. Can we fit Steve in?
Yes.
Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Topic I listened to.
Oh, yeah. Our Steve. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it also.
Yeah, you weigh in on this.
I heard the media use different terminology all through the weekend, talking. They called it from domestic violence, domestic abuse. And when the media wants to downplay an event to suit them, they will even use it, the terminology of domestic dispute.
Mm.
And that's why you have to be careful in looking at these accusations until they've been investigated. And like in Montgomery, you can go down there and sign a warrant before any investigation has taken place. And that's one of the things that I lobbied for years, was that before you allow someone to sign a warrant, let a police officer, well-trained investigator, take that complaint and hash it out and now get some facts before a warrant is signed. But I wasn't ever able to win that battle.
And let me explain to the audience, is whoever gets down to the courthouse first or the jailhouse first to sign the warrant, that's the one that wins. I mean, you can just go in and sign a warrant on somebody and boom, it's going to happen.
It's not that way in other jurisdictions, because I know I train and work all over the United States, and it's not that way. There needs to be, because it is the only misdemeanor crime, if you're convicted, that you lose your constitutional rights to bear a firearm. And that's why when you're dealing with these cases, you need to have well-trained investigators that understand the dynamics of these cases. And I've seen them go both ways, from judges, doctors, lawyers, and candlestick makers, and even police officers, where after you conduct your investigation, you get the medical records, you get statements, you get a history, then you put a case together, and because you've got so many underlying dynamics.
Absolutely.
Like someone's going through a divorce. Now, when does the complaint come forward? Does it come forward at the beginning, or does it come when you're right in the middle of a contested divorce?
Have you ever seen a situation where someone chews spousal abuse and it was not accurate and used it for in a divorce case?
Oh, sure. And when I trained my investigators, I said, we don't help players. We don't assist people trying to get leverage in a divorce action. We assist legitimate victims.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've got to have properly trained investigators that gather the facts and look at all of the variables that play into these cases. And then you may not even, you know, sign a warrant. You may do a present case or whatever. But there's just too many variables. And the media uses terminology. They throw it back and forth. And you have to look at the context of what's going on in the relationship, because domestic violence is a pattern. It's a course of conduct.
There you go.
It's a continuation crime. It's not a one-time emotional outburst because somebody found somebody's number in their phone and now you have a flashpoint. And it just takes digging into the cases, and I've seen them go both ways, and that's why a good investigator follows the facts and not he said, she said statements and not emotions.
Steve, I appreciate the telephone call, and you certainly are the man in the know on this subject, and I appreciate you weighing in for the audience.
See you tomorrow night, Dan.
See you then, Steve. Yeah, Steve, that's his business, and he's very well trained in it and very knowledgeable. Newstar 93.1 FM, Wendy said she enjoyed that. Need to have more information. Maybe I need to get someone get Steve on the show to talk about that. I'll see him tomorrow night. Dan Mars Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Mars Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition in the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279, and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Yeah, you couldn't help miss it, but Kim Jong-un's sister was at the Olympics, sitting right behind Pence. And I want to play this cut here because, to me, it's absolutely hilarious the way they do that. If Trump does something with Russia or any Trump person, then they go, don't they know that he's a dictator? Don't they know he's murdered press? Don't they know that he is, you know, this terrible person? But then when you get down to Kim Jong-un's sister,
it's kind of, oh, they've fallen over her. They love her. She's a rock star. Let's listen in.
Daniel, you know about the nature of this regime. So when you hear the fawning coverage from the so-called mainstream media, how disconnected is it from the reality of what folks live with in North Korea?
Well, I don't know that Kim Jong-un could have written anything better himself. It's worth remembering that his sister has been the director of propaganda and agitation department since July of 2015, and just a few months back was elevated to a more prominent position in the North Korean Politburo, right around the time that our sanctions were really starting to sting the North Korean government. So there's no question that Kim Jong-un knows his sister's a really good face for the regime and a means for him to try to drive a wedge between the United States and South Korea. We saw 3 hours of negotiation already between South Korean and North Korean representatives. There was no discussion of scrapping the North Korean nuclear program, which has been our policy, but rather the South Koreans were saying that we need to, saying to the North Koreans that they should pursue talks with the United States. South Korea is not a monolith, it's a democracy. While the opposition in South Korea favors scrapping the nuclear, North Korea's nuclear capability and denuclearizing the peninsula, President Moon is a strong proponent of the so-called sunshine policy. And again, North Korea is seeking to take advantage of that. And look, you know, Kim Jong-un's found the right person to do it.
So what it is, New York Times, Washington Post, they went nuts over it. And that she's taking taking the Olympics by storm, and how she's, you know, more notoriety greater than Ivanka Trump, and just raped her. I didn't know that she was in charge of what is, in essence, the disinformation operation in North Korea. I did not know that. And she was kind of steely there when the U.S. came in and to Gangnam style, and Pence was waving at them. She was as stone-faced as possible. And when the United Countries went in, Pence was kind of stone-faced there. So let's, you know, and again, let's listen to how they're going to be talking about it. But think about how Putin and anything Trump does with Putin, how that's treated.
If his sister is the head of propaganda, I would presume she doesn't talk that much about the fact that there are between 80 and 120,000 people imprisoned for political prison camps in North Korea.
Yeah, I think you'd like to see someone hold her to some tough questions about that, about the humanitarian catastrophe that is North Korea, or the danger that North Korea poses to its own region and beyond by pursuing this nuclear weapons program and ICBMs. I mean, she does have a position of quite significant authority in the government, and you'd like to see them hold her to answer some hard questions, aside from being just a mantelpiece.
Well, of course, she keeps that position because she's fawning to her brother, because if she cuts the other way, he'll kill her, as we know otherwise. I mean, this is the nature of that regime. How unhelpful is it to a resolution on that peninsula, preventing nuclear weapons that can be delivered to our shores? How unhelpful is fawning over them or promoting peace talks that really just delay the timeline?
Well, I think the onus is on us, the United States, just to hold North Korea accountable for their humanitarian catastrophe and for the danger of the nuclear weapons program that they continue to pursue with reckless abandonment. But I also think that it's clear that North Korea is trying to drive a wedge among the different actors involved, us in South Korea. And so we need to pull South Korea closer and highlight the necessity, really, of having a cohesive strategy together, which does involve continued maximum diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at AlabamaHomeMortgage.com. That's AlaHomeMortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at AlaHomeMortgage.com. That's AlaHomeMortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president out with a $4.4 trillion budget plan, saying he wants funding for border security, military, and infrastructure.
As of a couple of months ago, we have spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. $7 trillion. What a mistake.
The president's plan calls for possibly selling some of the airports serving the capital. At the Olympics in South Korea.
Despite challenging conditions, Jamie Anderson winning women's snowboard slopestyle gold for the second Olympics in a row.
I feel so good. I'm so happy.
But it was windy in the Pyeongchang Mountains. Of 25 competitors, only five made it down the first run without falling.
Fox Radio Simon Owen and Mirai Nagasu Sunday became the first American woman to land a triple axel jump at the Olympics. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a cloudy, gray Monday. Maybe a few spotty showers around through midday. Otherwise, look for high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark today. Kind of holding steady. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A small risk of showers, widely scattered. Tonight's low 56. Tomorrow's high 71. Wednesday and Thursday, slight chance of showers. Very spring-like with a high of 71 Wednesday, 74 Thursday, and still in the low 70s Friday with a small rain chance. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet. It's the only weather app you really need. It's got everything on it. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
The sun was going down. There was music all around. It felt so right.
272-9228, that's where we are. The end of this was a former CIA guy that is commenting and very knowledgeable of North Korea. He was on the North Korean desk. And he's going to be talking about North Korea and nukes and wanting to and unifying the peninsula. And he kind of brings up an interesting proposition of maybe a strategy of North Korea and the nukes is to use the nukes as a leverage to unify the peninsula.
See them, the North and South Korea walking under a unified flag. Is there any scenario where Kim Jong-un in the North unifies the peninsula peacefully? I mean, they want it under their rule.
Yeah, I don't see that. I think that's why he's pursuing his nuclear weapons program. Yeah. And beyond that, he knows he has a degree of deterrence. We haven't attacked North Korea, cognizant of the massive potential for damage to the region from just North Korea's conventional weapons. I think he's pursuing the nuclear weapons and the ICBM capability so that he can maybe himself seek to unify the peninsula under his own rule.
Under his own terms.
Absolutely. That's the benefit of having the nuclear weapons, is that the United States, in his mind, might not take action.
So, in other words, unify the peninsula, put me in charge, or I'll blow you to you-know-where and back.
Hmm.
And with somebody like this guy, man, this is scary.
Well, and the sister going to the Olympics, I really respect this one author named Michael Matlas. And he was actually on Fox last week. And I respect him because he grew up in Soviet Russia as a child. He knew what this sort of regime is like from his own firsthand experience. But he's actually gone to North Korea. And he's researched it heavily, wrote this unofficial biography of Kim Jong-il called Dear Reader. And he said that this change of having the actual sister go to a foreign event is a big change by the North Koreans' own propaganda to their people. They usually try to hold these people up as like deities. Like, it's not, oh, family members and you're traditionally born in the same way. They try to hold them up as kind of between heaven and earth. And showing that, in fact, I do have this sister and she's going to go out is a big change. It will change North Koreans' minds. But he's still very hesitant. He says that this is, that they'll do a year of bellicose threats, and we have the means to destroy the U.S. and South Korea, then they'll do a year of a charm offensive. So he's very skeptical, given what he's seen actually going to North Korea and what he knows about it.
Interesting. Maybe this is the beginning of the charm offensive here.
Yes.
See what happens after the game's in. That will be the thing to watch. White House spokesperson, and I've noticed that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is kind of in around. We had the Indian guy that
Raj.
Yeah. And he did a really good job on some of the morning talk shows that we played last Friday, the morning shows. And then this is a new guy that I've never really seen him before, and his name is Gidley. Gidley sounds like a dog's name. White House spokesperson Gidley on the Democrat memo.
This is a president who puts his own personal interest above the national security interests of the country. Now, they claimed when they released the Republican memo that this was in the interest of full transparency, and all the White House people were saying full transparency. Well, apparently full transparency only goes so far.
The Democrats are saying you guys have got a lot to hide because you don't want this out there, because despite what the president said regarding the Nunes memo, which vindicates him, this one does not.
Absolutely untrue. Adam Schiff knows this, and he knows it well. Let's talk about the hypocrisy from the left on this particular issue. They refused to say, at the outset, they made the very clear point that anything released from this memo would be devastating to national security. Republicans could not do it. And then when it came out, they said, oh, you have to release our memo. Well, which is it? Is it hurting national security or isn't it? And then also they voted against the release of the Republican memo. It was a vote along party lines. The Republicans voted unanimously to release the Democrat memo. Mm-hmm. So it's very clear who's playing politics with people's lives. But this president refuses to put people's lives at risk and play politics with national security, and that's what the Democrats are doing here. The president released the first memo. He declassified it because it did not reveal sources and methods. This report from the Democrats does not keep American lives safe. What it does is it reveals serious national security information that could, quite frankly, put our lives at risk, and the president is not going to do that.
So we're going to go back in time here of last week where we had Trey Gowdy doing an interview. I think it's Thursday. It's Mark Trey Gowdy. Okay, so let's go for Wednesday's firing for effect.
There he is.
Here we go. So this is, and we were going to play this yesterday, Friday, if the memo had been released on Friday. But let's listen to Trey Gowdy talking about the Tim memo. This was actually on Tuesday of last week.
I think the Democrats are politically smart enough to put things in the memo that require either the Bureau or the Department of Justice to say it needs to be redacted. Therefore, it creates this belief that there's something being hidden from the American people. And I mean, keep in mind, this is the same crowd that voted not to release our memo and voted not to gain a lot of this information over the last 12 months. But unfortunately, we're in an environment where you would include material that you know has to be redacted and you know responsible people are going to redact it just so that question will be asked.
In terms of the rebuttal to your memo about the FISA abuse, you've read it.
Yes, ma'am.
Does it change anything about your memo, or does it undercut or disprove anything in your memo?
It doesn't to me. Keep in mind, whoever gets to go second, it's always better than going first because you know what you're responding to. Our memo was designed as a notice document to the members of the House Intel Committee on our side that those of us who have seen the underlying material have concerns. And it ultimately, it was voted on to release to the whole House, and now it's public. But in its infancy, it was designed to notify other Republican members of what we had seen. Mm-hmm. The Democrat memo does attempt to rebut some of our points, but I think the salient points made by our memo still exist and they're still true. A little bit of it is also just creating so much dust and cloud that people just give up and say, well, you're saying X and you're saying Y, I'm just going to tune out. That might be a little part of it too.
So Trey Gowdy was spot on this thing. I mean, he nailed it with that. So I can pull back into our today's clips. And that's exactly what happened. They added stuff in there that didn't belong in there, so you could say, we're not going to release the memo, or we're going to redact that portion out. So you could say, what are you hiding, Mr. President? What are you hiding? So Schiff gets on the morning shows on Sunday and starts kind of hitting this up. But watch how Schiff handles this. This is about the Dems memo, and Trump just doesn't want you to see it.
The president, as you well know, and as the nation has learned, declined to release the memo that you and the staff of the House Intelligence Committee on the Democratic side drafted. The president tweeted about this, as I'm sure you're also well aware, yesterday. Let me read that for the audience. The Democrats sent a very political and long response memo, which they knew, because of sources and methods and more, would have to be heavily redacted, whereupon they would blame the White House for lack of transparency. Told them to redo and send back in proper form. Congressman, was the memo improperly drafted and in bad form?
No, of course not. And the hypocrisy of this just kind of reaches out and grabs you by the throat. Here the Republicans write a memo which the FBI quite accurately describes as misleading and omitting material facts. The Department of Justice says it would be extraordinarily reckless to release this. And what does the president do? He says, I'm going to release it. Before I even read it, 100% I'm going to release it. This is a president who puts his own personal interest above the national security interests of the country. Now, they claimed when they released the Republican memo that this was in the interest of full transparency, and all the White House people were saying full transparency. Well, apparently full transparency only goes so far.
Are there sources and methods problems with the memo you submitted?
We're going to sit down with the FBI and go through any concerns that they have. And any legitimate concerns over sources and methods, we will redact.
But did you do that before you submitted the memo, Congressman?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Unlike the Republicans, we gave the FBI and the Department of Justice our memo even before we took it up into committee and invited their feedback as to any concerns over sources and methods. But what's really going on here, Major, is the president doesn't want the public to see the underlying facts. What is revealed in our memo are quotations from the very FISA application that really demonstrate just how misleading the Republicans have been. Their goal here is to put the FBI on trial, to put Bob Mueller's investigation on trial, and the president is only too happy to accommodate. But the president doesn't want you to see these facts from the FISA application because it completely undermines his claim of vindication.
That's called throwing a flounder out on the table out there. So in other words, he didn't want you to see this because it basically it makes us correct, but it's El Toro poo-poo. The other thing is he said the DOJ said it would be reckless if you released the memo. What he didn't do is read the line right under that. If FBI and DOJ had not seen the memo, it would be reckless. So he puts it in. I don't know that the FBI and DOJ has seen their memo. He said that they had. I haven't read any place that they have. And yes, the Republicans did have them see it before it was released. Remember, Ray and Rubenstein went down to the basement of the Capitol to look at it in an intel setting. So Adam Schiff just kind of throws his stuff out there. And actually, what I've kind of noticed he does, when he's talking about what Trump is doing, he's actually talking about what he's doing, which seems to be kind of a standard operating procedure for the Dems on this thing. You're going to get into some other information here that when we get into the Nunes part of this stuff and the Dan Bongino, it's going to really get you thinking about this. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we're going to be back right after this. 929 Bucks
Deep Big Sin. Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year? With over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Monday.
On the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Oh, yeah, it gets better, boys and girls.
It's slipping and sliding, it's magic.
I love the comments that people get. That's a load of crap. I love that. Let's continue with Schiff. And Schiff is going to be... we're talking about the memo refutes what the Republicans said. Oh, really?
Congressman, let me ask you about this, because I think it's a very important threshold question outside of the very intense partisan atmosphere. You mentioned FISA twice for our audience, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. These are specialized warrants, secret surveillance. Is it your representation to the nation, sir, that everything that the FBI did in the process of obtaining that surveillance warrant on Carter Page absolutely followed proper protocol. Every evidentiary standard was met, and there was nothing,
nothing
askew about that warrant ever.
Major, there's nothing askew about that warrant that I can see. And if the Republicans were really concerned about this, because everything that I have seen, the FBI acted completely appropriately, they would have invited the FBI before our committee, as I urged them to do, and asked them questions. Why didn't you specifically identify this? And the FBI could have said, because we mask identities, as you would want us to mask identities. Well, why didn't you reveal the political bias? And they could say, we did reveal the political bias, and here's where we revealed it. They didn't want to do that because they wanted to put out a very misleading memo. Now, it's very important to look at what the FBI said about our rebuttal and what they didn't say. What they've said is that certain information in it is classified, and of course that's true. The facts, all of the facts in the FISA application are classified. But the FBI never said that anything in our rebuttal was inaccurate. And that's also important because our memo does lay out the accurate facts, which we think the public should see. Now, we will redact it to make sure that we're very protective of sources and methods. But we think the public should see this because, as the chairman has said, this is only the first phase. And to be fully accurate, Major, one last point. This is not the first phase. This is the second phase. The first phase began with that midnight run the chairman made to the White House, where he misrepresented where he received information that he had, in fact, gotten from the White House. And here we see once again the chairman refusing to answer whether this whole memo was cooked up in concert with the White House. And that's really the problem we're dealing with.
You know, and listening to the, notice how he kind of couched that, and he said, well, they didn't say anything was inaccurate. I think from listening to Nunes and some others that have seen the memo, I think they did have, it was accurate, but it wasn't accurate because it refutes the Republican memo. It just had things in there that were accurate. But it didn't, you can't say, they're trying to link up refuting the Republican memo and it's accurate, and the FBI didn't question that. You can not refute the memo and still be accurate, but I don't think from listening to the Nunes portion of this that happened. Let me continue now. He's going to ask an important question here, and that's going to be talking about the Grassley memo. He's going to go back to the FBI. Did they follow the protocol that they were supposed to? Let's listen in.
Congressman, I know you've had your difficulties and your feuds with Chairman Nunes. Have you read the memo recently drafted by Charles Grassley, the senator from Iowa, and Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina? Have you read that?
You know, I have read the different iterations of it because they put it through certain redaction reviews, but I can't claim to be intimately familiar with everything in the Grassley correspondence with DOJ.
Because as you well know, they are asserting that their memo is more detailed and more damning of the FBI than the Nunes memo. And this really is a central question. Did the FBI follow all proper procedures? And if I heard you correctly, you said, yes, they did. There is nothing that the FBI did that was wrong in the Carter Page surveillance warrant, correct?
I think they followed all the correct procedures, yes. Everything I have seen, they follow the correct procedures. I will say this in terms of the Grassley memorandum or the Grassley letter. It is part of the same effort, along with the chairman of our committee, to try to put the FBI and Bob Mueller's investigation on trial. It is a well-known defense tactic. When the facts look increasingly incriminating of your client, you try to put the government on trial. And what this, of course, detracts from is the investigation that we need to be conducting of what the Russians did, how they did it, the connections they had with the Trump campaign, and most importantly, how do we protect the country going forward? That's not the interest of this Grassley letter. That's not the interest, obviously, of Chairman Nunes. But that is what the national interest holds. And that's really what we need to pay attention to.
This guy is something else out here. He doesn't answer. Yeah, you know, I believe everything I saw. Everything I saw. Yeah, they followed protocol. Well, and the other thing they'll do is they'll say it's 1,000-page document. It's the FISA document. No, it's not. There's 1,000-page supporting document to the memo. It's not 1,000 pages were in the FISA document. It just is amazing to me how they throw around these half-baked stories and ideas. And it's just to kind of perpetuate the thing that Trump does not want this out because it's going to do something that's going to damage him, and it's going to, he's doing this for the, to stop the Mueller investigation. No, maybe he's doing this because you had an out of control Department of Justice and FBI. Maybe that's what Nunes is doing. Maybe these people saw something really, really wrong that a group of people who had a D by their name did, and did it with the blessings and with the cooperation of Department of Justice and FBI folks. I think that makes a lot more sense than what they're trying to come up with. I mean, the simplest answer is normally the correct answer, and the simple answer here is that they did something that they shouldn't have been doing, and they got caught in doing it. Now, when we come back after our top of the hour break, what we're going to do is we're going to get into some more of the Nunes portion of this. We're going to get into Dan Bongino, who we like an awful lot, talking about the memo. We're going to go back to some updates from John Roberts. But there's a little piece of this that I did not realize, and that is this, and we're going to get into it, is that there is a transcript of the proceeding with the FISA judge and the attorneys and the DOJ people making the case for the document.
There's a transcript of those oral arguments.
Of those oral arguments. I did not know that until today. And the Democrats will do whatever they possibly can to stop that from coming out. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But boy, if the building catches on fire that those transcripts are in, I'm going to be very, very suspicious. But we're going to pull that out. And that's what happens. So when you go through these things, you pull out these little gold nuggets that are there. That was one of the gold nuggets I found. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass. Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Got to see Ben Brubaker and Ruth Brubaker yesterday at church. And let me tell you, they are serious about selling some cars in the month of February. So take advantage of it. Go by and see them and see the deals that they're offering, because I understand they are great, particularly for the Ram truck. Go by and see them. Tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's daughter-in-law hospitalized this morning as a precaution after opening a suspicious letter containing an unknown substance. The letter was mailed to Donald Trump Jr. at his Manhattan apartment. That substance determined to be harmless. President Trump unveiling his $200 billion infrastructure plan today.
We're trying to build roads and bridges and fix bridges that are falling down.
Much of that plan requires heavy state and local contributions for funding. The president also discussing DACA, the program which protects illegal immigrants brought into the country illegally.